Amen. Well, praise God. Yes, sir. Amen. Boy, I don't know, you about feel unworthy getting up here. Amen. We are unworthy, amen. But thank God through the blood. Amen. We can be forgiven. Thank God through the blood, we can be saved. Amen. But I tell you tonight, there ain't nothing better than to be born again. Amen. If there was anything better, amen, but I'm glad there ain't. Amen. Except the Lord, amen. Thank God he imputed righteousness into me, amen. That righteousness didn't come by me because my righteousness is filthy rags. It's in his that we're going, in his alone. I tell you tonight, friend, you can look at the different places in the world. You can look at everything in the world, but you won't be satisfied till you get him. Amen. Tonight, you can be turning with me to Revelation chapter number 3. Amen. And there was something there that spoke to my heart. Amen. God revealed it unto me. Amen. In verse number, let's see, verse number 2, amen. And I'm going to try to expound this as God be my helper tonight. Verse number 2, Revelation chapter 3. The Bible says, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain and are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Oh, me. I'd say tonight that our works ain't perfect before God. But he give us just as he said to the church of Sardis there, he said, strengthen the things which remain. Tonight, and are ready to die. Amen. I'm glad that we can find strength. Amen. Amen. Brother Nick, would you pray for us tonight? Yes.
The word says, what the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. God gives liberty. For liberty to do, Lord. You help him, use his mouth, Lord, as a mouth.
Oh, God, here.
God, you get all the glory here. Lord, help us to worship you. Lord, the Spirit of truth. We'll love you and we'll thank you in Jesus'
name. Amen. I thank God. But you know what I was thinking today? He said, strengthen the things which remain. What is that? Amen. A church in Sardis, the Bible says in the verse number 1, I know thy works that thou hast a name, but thou livest and art dead. He said, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain. Amen, glory to God today. We must strengthen the things. As men of God, amen, we must strengthen them things which remain, amen. Because there's not enough time, amen, down here that we could live, amen. Glory to God, I'm glad when you get to a place called heaven, will be perfect. Amen. But amen, glory to God, while we're down here, we have to draw strength. What thing do we draw strength from, preacher? The Word of God. He said to use that to strengthen the things which remain and are ready to die. You know, there's been a lot of people tonight that are, I'd say, are ready to die in this whole flesh, but God hadn't took them home yet. Why? Amen. Because they need more strength. Amen. They need Thank God to feel God's presence one more time. Thank God tonight the lost, they're ready to die, but glory to God, He said, strengthen the things which remain. Glory to God, we've got to strengthen them, amen. We got to strengthen the saved. One thing that's a lost, amen, they're ready to die because they're dead. But friend, by the preaching of God's word, they can be strengthened when God comes by and saves their soul. Amen. That's how they draw strength. Amen. Drawing strength, amen. Glory to God, can only come from the wells of salvation. Amen. Glory to God, I'm glad. When thank God you die out to sin and you're dead to this world, but thank God you belong to that world, amen. You'll be strengthened. You'll be ready to die, amen. Glory to God, I'm glad tonight that He said to strengthen the things which remain. Why? Because we need encouragement.
Right.
You know, encouragement, amen, for a child of God that it may be ready to, well, they're ready to die. It says that. But amen, we got to encourage them. Amen. Don't give up hope because you're on your deathbed, amen. Don't put down anything that's worth fighting for, amen. Keep on a fighting, amen, till you die, amen. I glory to God, you need that encouragement, amen, to thank God to go on, amen. When you don't feel like going on, strengthen the things which remain. That's what He's saying. Need to encourage them. And then down here, thank God, over in verse number 8, Church of Philadelphia, He said this, I know thy works. Behold, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Glory to God. I'm glad there's still, Brother Nick, some people who hasn't denied His name, who hasn't praised God. This goes hand in hand. As He said back in there to the church of Sardis, He said, strengthen the things which remain and are ready to die. Glory to God. He said to the church of Philadelphia, He said this, thou hast denied my name. Glory to God, we need to strengthen them things.
Amen.
It hasn't denied Christ.
Yeah, right.
Amen. There's many people today that are burdened down with stuff, amen, but still, the devil can't get them because they're his.
Amen.
They're God's, amen.
Amen.
Amen, glory to God. But Jesus said, when them times come, strengthen them things which remain. Amen. The devil may say that, oh, just go ahead and die. Without the strength of God, we can't do nothing. We need to strengthen them through the word of God and what God says to do. Amen. I tell you tonight, sometimes it feels like we don't get anywhere. We don't get nowhere without. We don't get nowhere. We're just spinning our wheels. Amen, Brother Nick. I know you probably felt that way. Sometimes the devil tries to mess it up. Amen. But I'm glad tonight by the presence of God, amen, the Spirit of God, they're delivered here. We can strengthen them things, amen. The glory of God that are ready to die. This whole flesh, amen, is ready to die. But glory to God, this spirit, amen, can be strengthened. Oh, glory to God. I'm glad when you're full of God's strength, you can feel like you can do anything. Amen. But thank God, you cannot do anything without God. Oh, he said, strengthen the things which remain. Today, friend, you may be ready to give up. You may be ready to die. You may, but God said, strengthen them things.
Yeah, right. Amen.
Why? Because you need to go on a little bit further. Why? Because you need to press on. Amen. We've got a job to do. We've got a job at hand. Amen. The coming of the Lord is nigh. Amen. There ain't nothing that can get us to the point. If we've got Christ, that can get us down. Amen. The devil may try, but oh, he can't defeat Jesus, because he's already been defeated by the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad that Satan will find out one day his home is in hell. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. He was once an angel of light. He was once heaven's choir director. Amen. But he got too prideful. Satan got too prideful, and that's how we are a lot of times. We get too prideful in the things that we can do it ourselves. But we're flesh. We're ready to die. We can't do it ourselves. Amen. This flesh is our very worst enemy. Amen. Sometimes we feel like we can do anything, but then God reminds us we're flesh. We can't do nothing without Him. And you know, the Bible says there, strengthen the things which remain. Glory to God, I'm trying to help you tonight. Amen. You remain on this earth for a reason. You remain here for something because you got a job to do. You may feel like you're ready to give up tonight, but don't. God has said, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Thank God if you got the Lord, you can joy.
Yes,
amen. Glory. He said, thank God, strengthen the things which remain and are ready to die. Glory to God, we've got to. Amen. That's a command. Amen. As the Bible said, amen. Why do we need to strengthen them things? Because the devil will devour them. If they, praise God, don't have no strengthening from the Word of God, devil will devour them. Because devil's a great deceiver and a great devourer, amen. You know, the Bible says the devil walks about seeking whom he may devour. What if you're weak? Devil can devour you if you don't get strength. That's why Jesus said, strengthen the things which remain and are ready to die. Because the devil is on your trail. If you don't get no strength from God, devil will devour you. Oh, but friend, don't want the devil devouring you tonight. Amen?
Amen.
I tell you tonight, friend, it's very simple. The devil can devour you. He can destroy your testimony. That you cannot, amen, be a witness to a lost and dead world. Listen, strengthen the things that the devil's trying to. Strengthen the things that the devil's going after. Amen. Lord of God, why? Because without God, we're nothing.
That's right.
And without God, we can't have, we don't have the strength to do anything. Without God, we're no match for Satan. He is. But I thank God. Jesus said to strengthen them things which remain. Why? Because they're no match for the devil without him. Amen. Strengthen them things which remain and are ready to die. Oh, there's a lot of people out here that are ready to die today, Brother Nick. We must strengthen them.
Amen.
We've got to, amen. God said to. But today, there's a lot of, I'd say this, so-called preachers and so-called churches out here that ain't strengthening them. Because they're just telling them what they want to hear. Amen. But strength comes from what you need to hear. And not what you want to hear. Strengthen them things with what we need to hear. Why do you think that we can go on? Because we get what we need to hear from God. Not what we want to hear. Amen?
Amen.
If we got what we want to hear, we wouldn't have enough strength. Amen? Glory to God, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen? Is it yours tonight? Amen. Is God your strength?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God, if He ain't, amen, you need to get up there to this old-fashioned altar and make Him your strength. Amen. The lost, they don't care, amen, what they do, amen. But when God convicts them, they'll see their need for a Savior. But I'm glad tonight, I'm talking to the Christians tonight, the ones that are weak. He said to strengthen them with the Word of God. Amen. That's where strength comes from tonight. If you feel weak, if you feel tired of this life, Christian, if you feel weary, don't get weary in the Word. Amen. You can be weary of it, just not weary in it. Amen. But if you feel that way, amen, God said, that's what He's talking about here. He said, strengthen the things which remain and are ready to die. It's those that are weary, amen, and they're, thank God, they're not ready to go on another mile. They're ready to just give up and die like old Elijah was over there down by the juniper tree, amen. And he was ready to die. He said, Am I not greater than my fathers? Glory to God, he was ready to throw in the towel. He was ready to die. But God come by and strengthened him. Hey, God said, strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. How do you think that we get strength tonight? Not ourselves, but of God.
That's right.
Lost people think they've got all the strength in the world. Oh, no, they don't. God gives us strength. God will give a lost person strength to make the first step. Amen. Glory to God. The devil's seeking after you, trying to devour you, But glory to God, if you got the strength of God, amen. What is that? The joy of the Lord. Amen. You can go on. You, the devil ain't no match for you if you got God. Amen. Why? Because God beat the devil, amen, on Calvary, amen. You know, amen, I begin to think about this. Strengthening things. Oh boy. We've got to. It's a command.
Amen.
Today there's many people out in this world. Many Christians fell back into sin. Many Christians, amen, have forsook God. They need to get back to the point to where they turn to God again. I'll tell you, but many so-called Christians out here, look, the so-called Christians, amen, I preached a message one time, what to do with false professing Christians. We don't need to have no company with them. Amen? But only God can reveal to them that they're not saved. And look, the saved, we need to be strengthened. We're ready to die out in this, from this life. Amen. But God comes by and gives us strength to go on. Why? Because we've got a job to do. Because His coming is at hand. And if we don't get strength, we can't do our job. If we don't have the strength to tell others about Jesus, what are we going to do? The blood's going to be on our hands at the judgment seat.
Amen.
And people at the great white throne judgment will say, they'll say, well, no, you won't say, they'll think they'll say, oh, well, so-and-so didn't tell me, but they'll be without excuse. They'll have every opportunity. God will come by, amen. I'm going somewhere if it's just hang on. God will come by and show them that they need His strength, amen, to overcome this world. But it's up to them whether they accept or reject the free pardon of sin. It's free. Strengthen them things tonight which remain. Amen. We need to do our job. If we don't have the strength, we can't. Now listen. The Bible says, joy of the Lord is our strength. I want to tell you this, amen. Tonight, if you feel weary, if you're tired of this, you feel like you're not getting anywhere, just hang on to God.
Amen.
Amen. Because He is our strength.
Amen.
I tell you tonight, God's our strength. And we must press on to the prize, amen. What do we need to do? Tell others about Him. Tonight, I know I've been scattered, but I tell you tonight, friends, you may be facing a hard time, may be facing a trial, and you're very weak. God said, strengthen the things which remain. Oh, friend, listen to me. There is strength in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
There isn't strength anywhere else but God. What are we going to strengthen the things which remain with? The Word of the living God. Why? Because that's the only thing that will give a person strength to go on. Never mind. To go on another. Glory to God. To go on one more time and tell somebody about Jesus. Our strength comes from the Word of God. If we don't have it, we can't tell nobody about Jesus. Amen.